Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Mr. House.
To keeping Austin weird.
To keeping Tracy cute.
The keeping Tracy cute campaign. We're at Cafe Moonday with Nye and you.
Moonday. Cafe me, World in Spanish.
Oh, is it? Oh, you're smart.
I am smart.
Well, that's because we're on Cesar Chavez, right off the south of...
We're in the...
6th Street on the east side of Austin.
We're in Cesar Poeta land.
Cesar Poeta. It's the only Spanish phrase I know. Cesar Poeta.
Getting the southwestern vibe.
Yeah, well, everything east of 35 seems to be like Mexican culture. And,
yep. We found the only Ethiopian restaurant in all of Texas today.
Yeah. And Jerry was pretty dry.
Yeah. It was all right. I don't think it's the worst. I think that place in Lincoln Park's worst still. That was the worst one ever. Don't ever go there, Mama Desta.
Near Belmont.
Yeah. Just as an FYI.
Yeah, don't go there. So it seems like there's a lot of stuff happening in East Austin. Just looking at the 6th Street, you know.
Yeah.
Because 6th Street downtown is where all the, like, the
clubs, bars,
clubs, live music bars, and stuff like that. You know, they're like kind of almost touristy.
They are a little touristy.
Yeah.
We haven't actually been in them.
No, we never did go downtown Austin on 6th Street at night.
Yeah.
But we weren't really looking for that scene.
No, we're looking more for the two-stepping.
Texas two-step. Mm-hmm. C&W, country western dancing.
Right.
That's what we came to Austin for, but unfortunately...
We picked up a few moves, but unfortunately the music last night turned quickly too.
Usher and Pussycat Dolls. Don't you wish your wife was hot as Tracy? Mm-hmm. Yes, Tracy is not my wife, by the way. Yeah, it quickly turned to Usher, and you were admiring
just some... Just when we were starting to pick up.
Guy with the hot move.
Yeah, he thought he was the MTV dancer.
Yeah, but it was cool earlier. Me and Tracy has hooked us up because she's a connoisseur of fine deals. And we went to about 15 Goodwills.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Goodwill.
Austin is the capital, vintage capital of the U.S., I think.
It is also the Goodwill Salvation and Thrift Capital.
It's Goodwill Capital of the world.
There's like 15 Goodwills.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Goodwill. The first Goodwill was definitely the best one on Lamar Street.
Yeah. You got the big hook up there.
Yep. Right when we walked in, we saw this shiny XXX beaver hat. Did we talk about this already?
No.
Okay. I couldn't remember when we did that.
Sorry if you repeat, but
XXX beaver hat on the wall.
Did you look up the price of the hat?
The internet was too slow. I just couldn't handle it. I just gave up.
I think it was about a $50 hat.
It's got to be at least a $50 hat.
Kind of like the Stetson hats that I've tried before.
Yeah. It was a nice hat.
And I got some nice boots, which we did price point.
Price pointed those at a vintage store.
Yeah.
$60.
Almost the exact same boots with the same wear and tear and everything on them.
Mm-hmm.
$60.
I mean, brand new, they'd be over $100, $150 probably about.
Probably $150, yeah.
$150 is about
boots
right.
Are expensive.
They are expensive. Genuine leather.
Yeah.
What did I get? I got a leather backpack, Tigrinelli. Actually, I don't know how to pronounce it, but...
Yeah, you looked it up online. It was like $100.
It's a $100 bag. Almost. I got it for $2.
Saw some on there that were $85.
It's a nice leather black backpack.
Yeah.
I got some skirts.
Yeah. I almost bought a sari.
It was a little too worn out.
Yeah.
It looked good on me.
Sari is Indian attire.
Indian attire. Which are usually fairly expensive, but that one was too worn out.
It's pretty bright blue, made your eyes come on, but a lot of sequins had come off.
Yeah, it was too. I'll just wait to find a better one.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll have to find an Indian Goodwill somewhere.
To go to India.
Yeah.
I heard you can get really good clothes there, nice suits and stuff like that too.
Yeah. Is that all I found at Goodwill? Oh, I got a cowboy hat too. I got a red one for 99 cent red hat, cowboy hat to wear. Oh, and I got that bright red dress.
She bought a right, and we almost bought bright red boots.
I almost got red boots.
Tracy's like, this is too ridiculous.
You're still ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You don't look like, you know,
We've been blending in. We've both got cowboy hats now and boots.
Yeah. Well, nobody really wears cowboy hats around here. Some girls, but
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, I was at the club last night. There were some guys there with hats.
But when we went to the C&W place, went to the Dallas nightclub last night, and there was a lot of people there that had hats on. But you tell they were dressing up, I think, mostly.
Yeah.
They had theirs pressed and on the angles, right? My hat's a little bit small, so it's hard for me to keep it on. But, I mean, for $10, I mean, I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little red mark on my forehead from it. It's a nice
hat. Your hair is pressed down.
And I got my boots on, and I need to get some Wrangler jeans, Tracy said, or whatever.
Yeah, the Wrangler, the tight ones.
So I put the jeans over the boots
over. Boots on the outside.
I've been wearing the boots all week. So I have to admit, Tracy scored a big
one. You
have
your boots on right now?
Yep.
You like them. They make a nice clip clop.
Yep. So we've been trying to check out the Country Western C&W scene in Austin. And it's kind of limited. The first night we talked about the Dave Watniston or whatever the guy's, Johnny Cash lookalike guy.
Nice,
that was fun. Continental
Club.
And then the next day we had a little more trouble because we went to the Arts Rib House.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be
Lamar.
A jam. But it
wasn't. Yeah, it was just a couple fiddlers. So we didn't hang around for that, unfortunately.
Then we went to check out the accordion players.
We went to see the accordion players.
That was busted.
At the Broken Spoke, yeah. But that was a bust, too.
That was a cool place. We'll go there tonight.
We're going to go there tonight, and hopefully there'll be some real
dancing.
Dance
hall will be open.
It's Thursday, so we're hoping there'll be some dancing. But we did have good luck yesterday at Stubbs. Stubbs is the way to go for barbecue.
That was 2 days ago, but yeah, it was good. Right downtown.
Was that 2 days ago?
No, it was 2 days ago.
What did we do for dinner yesterday?
We went to Oasis for the sunset.
Oh, that's right. Man, I'm just out of it.
Yeah, we're out of it.
But Stubbs is pretty good. But that's where we went to before we went to those two venues.
That would have had a good band there, too, if we would have gone later. We just stayed there, I think. Had a nice stage. And
yeah.
We tried some Texan
probably
beer.
More.
Shiner and
Shiner's
Lone
Texan
Star.
Beer. Everybody drinks Shiner's. I'll give you a Shiner. It's Lone Star State. So we're trying to figure out why it's called a Lone Star State.
I think it was its own country for a while. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you're talking about today. Maybe Texas was owned by
when
the
it got
French.
Its independence from Mexico. I don't think it was part of the U.S. right away. I think and later. My memory's so bad about U.S. history.
Well, there was the Spanish-American War, right?
That was the Alamo. That was different.
Yeah. Well, there's a French War too, like Louisiana Purchase and stuff came out of it too. That's not Texas. That's like the Plains.
Yeah. We need to learn.
Texas must be Spanish American. Well, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, let's not speculate here.
So we decided we wanted to go dancing yesterday. We almost didn't go because we were tired.
Yeah.
The Oasis was pretty nice.
We had some margaritas.
Lake Travis.
Lake Travis.
Took a scenic drive up through the hills.
Sunset capital of Texas.
Yeah. It reminded me Tracy
right
and
by
I of Lake Red Rock.
Right on the, right on the water.
Tracy used to batted her little blue eyes and found herself right at the very front seat of the whole place. It seems like everybody in Texas is coming out to see the sunset since it was the first sunny day in a few days.
It was the first sunny day.
We watched the sun go down. But when the sun goes down, I think that's a country song. So we went to the Oasis. And then after that, we went back to the hotel and got dressed. It's our honeymoon, so we bought some champagne on recommendation.
One recommendation, which was not good.
It was bad. It was. There's only one champagne that I remember that is worse than that one. It was that Andre's pink champagne.
Oh, goodness,
$2 a bottle.
Sick.
It was like that gas station champagne. It was horrible.
I don't think it was that bad.
I still have the taste of it in my mouth.
I just don't think, for as much money as we paid, I don't think it was good as a $10 bottle.
That should have been like $5 or $6.
Yeah.
It's not
I'm
going to
send them a message on the internet.
Yeah. I told them, if it's bad.
We're not coming back.
And we're not going back. Oh, well.
I don't like those wine stores with all those guys that
pressure,
the store teaches them about wine, but they really don't know, so they try to.
They haven't
to, like,
actually tasted it themselves. They may have had like a sippy cup one time.
You gotta get someone like Alan who's drank everything
actually,
that
he's
can possibly.
He's an alcoholic.
Think of.
He's like always buzzed and red faced all
just
the time.
Like, yep. Paul Giamatti from
Oh yeah, that
Sideways. Sideways movie. Reminds me of. Anyway.
Yeah, so we freshened up at the hotel. Put some music on.
Yep.
Then we put our boots on, our cowboy hats and gears, and saddle up our horses. And
we found out you can drive on my insurance now, so
yeah,
it's good.
Tracy's really happy because now I can drive her rental. She just kind of chills back. She doesn't even pay attention to where she is because she doesn't have to. It's her honeymoon.
That's right.
And we went up to the Dallas nightclub.
Yep.
North of 2222 Highway. And we walked in right at a good time.
Yeah.
Everybody was happening. They had the dance floor is built for the Texas two-step. And you want to explain that? We can do a better idea.
It looks like
a little bit like a
oblong
Buffalo Wild Wings, a little bit on the inside.
I don't know about
just
that.
From the wood and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's
like
not.
It's like a country bar.
It's like a country bar.
Dance hall.
There could be peanuts on the floor. A lot of wood everywhere. But then they have a long racetrack like.
Yeah, racetrack. That's a good way to describe it. So you can go around the whole outside.
Yeah, so it's long and it curves and there's some poles in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or like a roller skating rink kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too.
And it has like a standing bar that goes around the outside. And then people go counterclockwise doing this.
There were some good dancers there last night.
Yeah, there were some really good dancers.
We tried.
So how does the Texas two-step work?
Triple step, walk left. One and two, one and two.
So the guy was like, one two, left two. Triplet, right triplet, left, right, left triplet, right triplet.
That's weird.
Left,
doesn't
left,
you normally
right.
start on your right foot, though? Why is it starting on your left foot? Isn't that same
I started on my left. The swing dancing is starting on the
but
left.
But we do the same foot at the same time.
I remember
time.
Salsa.
Unless we're doing, because you
I could never figure out the
you
one.
You stand side by side. You don't actually, part of the time.
I don't think you really do. I think you can.
You can.
And we were trying to do that just so we could
learn. We were trying to do that, because I've seen it do that before.
It's because I wasn't quick enough to do a full turn.
No.
I had a hard time.
The song was too fast.
The example I saw was like you do the turn on the walk. You take two steps, or one step is, yeah, has to, one foot has to pass the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
But the triplet steps are just short, so it's like quick, quick.
It's a fun dance. There's a lot of improvisation you can do.
Yeah, a lot of turns. So like, if you know like some swing dancing, it'd probably be easy.
Yeah, there's some.
Instead of back step, you do two steps.
Swing out there.
And it goes in a circle. I like that it moves.
Yeah, I like because then yeah, definitely cover the floor. Yeah. Get some exercise out of it.
They did some at the Wild Horse.
Yeah.
In Nashville. There was some old guy. They were going in a circle, but some people weren't with partners. They were by themselves. I think they were just trying to lead it in a circle.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do that more. But that was the only place I saw someone do that in Nashville.
Yeah, we didn't go to many dance places there, though. I don't know if there are many.
They're mostly like bars,
maybe out,
live music.
Out. We didn't really have a guidebook. We just went on our own permission.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, the guidebook is a lifesaver. Lonely Planet guidebooks.
That's right.
It's really just like, saved us in Japan, saved us here. It's like six. You know how much time you spend looking for food?
No kidding.
I mean, I just trust the guidebook. I always thought it'd be out of date and cheesy, and people who followed it really didn't have any idea.
Some of them are okay.
You gotta get one that's kind of trendy.
Yeah, it's trendy.
It doesn't go to the tourist places. Like,
gives you plenty of options so you can find what you want. Yeah, it's given us good cafe recommendations.
Three really cool coffee houses.
We'd never find that spider house. That was
cool. We wouldn't have found any of these.
Yeah, that's true.
We would have been at Starbucks.
That's true.
That would have been horrible. You know?
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Starbucks, but like, it's nothing like a place like this. We got like amazing paintings on the wall, and there's a lot of culture, and you got trees inside, like bamboo like trees with tables inside. It's like, did you ever read that book, World of Where the Wild Things Grow?
Yeah.
That was my favorite book as
I
a
like
child,
that
I guess.
I've been trying to find some.
And his bedroom
kids
turns into the forest.
Goodwill stores. Haven't.
Oh, you found that one book that was like superstitions for brides.
Yeah.
It was all like, if you get a diamond ring and it has your design, then that's good luck. But if you get your diamond ring with your birthstone, that's good luck. But if you get it with opal or pearl, that's bad luck. Unless it's your birthday birthstone, then it's good luck. And I'm like, give me that book.
craziness.
No more wedding craziness.
I know.
Oh, well.
So it's our last day in Austin.
Yeah, Texas. I like Texas.
I like Texas.
Austin's really not what
I don't like
think
the traffic.
Texas is.
We've had some traffic here.
Yeah.
We've driven everywhere.
Well, the 35 runs north and south through the downtown. And it divides the city between, like, all the wealthy stuff is on one side, and on the poor Hispanic and African communities are on the other side. It's very segregated, it seems like.
It is. That's for sure.
Big time.
Like, Travis was, like, ridiculous gangster houses out there.
Yeah.
Probably, like, country western stars. Willie probably has some out there.
Yeah.
I think he does, actually.
I didn't know Willie was Willie Nelson. I don't
understand.
I can't
believe you didn't know that.
Well, he said Big Willie. I didn't know. I thought that would be a local guy, you know?
Nope. He's from here.
Well, that's why we went to the Arts.
Yeah, Willie's supposed to play there.
Yeah, but they said Willie's on tour.
He's on tour.
I think if we showed up for Ribs, if you went, that would be a good idea. Go there for the Fiddlers.
Go around
when you're going to have dinner.
Late dinner.
Eat your dinner. Get Ribs at Arts Rib House while the Fiddlers are playing. Don't go to sit there and listen.
Nah.
There's no way they could top a Station Inn in Nashville.
No.
That was just awesome.
Station Inn is just one of a kind.
Yeah. And if we go back there, it probably still won't be as good as what we remember it. It's just...
I doubt
it. It was fun. We went there twice. You know? Then you had your pigtails on, your little...
Yep. I was trying.
Whatever. Oh, well. So, what else have we done? We danced a little bit.
We had some tacos at Guero's the other day,
we did
the famous
Guero's.
Taco bar. It was good. I made
Rachel
nice
Ray went there.
Rachel Ray did go there.
Rachel Ray helps us quite a bit.
Rachel Ray and Giada.
Yeah, Giada, I feel like, just kind of...
She's pretentious.
Lives off her tail.
Yeah, she's a little bit uppity to me.
She tries, but she's also kind of like, you know, kind of weird.
Yeah.
She laughs, and she's trying to be someone she's not.
She's trying to be a little bit more higher class than Rachel Ray.
But she's not.
She's not. So she can't pull it off.
She probably likes Rachel Ray. So, that was a pretty good restaurant. It was fun.
It was fun. We had to wait.
We had, good. You liked the tortillas.
Had the,
They had corn and flour ones.
What are those?
They were hot.
Oh, tacos. Al Pastor. The famous.
Oh, Al Pastor. Marinated pork.
Yep. Pineapple.
I like marinated pork. It's one of my favorite meats in Mexican food. It's just,
good.
Latino food, too. It's like, marinated pork. It's really good in tortas. That's like the Mexican sandwich. Kind of like a fried toasted bun and marinated pork, and it's really good. Recommend that. So Guero's, I would say go to.
They're
if you like
SoCo,
Southwestern.
Southern Congress.
SoCo.
Go to the vintage stores.
Yeah, they're all
probably
won't price.
Buy anything. But.
You know, they had a used alligator boots, and they were still $400.
That was crazy. There must have been some famous brand or something.
They must have just not wanted to sell it. They just wanted to have them out there. Because they had the case right in front of the door.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it was trying to get people to come in.
Yeah, it was.
Get the tourists to come in. Oh, well. I like my boots. I'd love to have alligator boots. I wonder if I can get, like, a used pair off of eBay or something.
Maybe.
Alligator boots are, like, $400 plus.
They are expensive.
Starting. They're nice, though. I like the little, like, the way they do the toes. The boots I got are reptilian.
Yeah, they look like lizard boots.
Tracy's voting for lizard. I'm voting for armadillo.
Armadillo.
Just because they're endangered. And it's so hard to find these boots, you know. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, Austin isn't very Texan.
No, it's weird.
At least of what you would think it is. Austin's weird compared to the rest of Texas.
It's the only place that didn't vote for George Bush, apparently, in Texas in the election.
Really?
That's what I heard. It's liberal. Got a bunch of ex-hippies.
750,000 people. It's pretty big.
It is big.
It's got a lot of stuff.
There's a lot to do here. Definitely.
Well, I think the music scene
and
the capital and the college really keep it together. And then the tech industry has kind of come about for the fourth quotient.
Yep.
So.
And it's got the nice... Hill country too, which we haven't explored too much.
Yeah,
we've been lazy.
Yeah,
but
we just hanging out. We had the Rudamada International Headquarters.
Yeah, that place is funny.
The cafes in Austin are different.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, well, look over there. You got scones in the case, and then you have Texas beers on top of the case.
Beer and wine at coffee shops. That's
the way. It's like coffee hop by day and rock and punk bar by night.
I know. That's a smart idea. Make business in.
Yeah.
I have a genius idea I came up with last night, but I'm not going to share it on the podcast because I think someone might steal it. But
yeah,
I'll let you know about it later.
It is pretty genius.
It was genius. I really think if I actually had put time into it, it would make a lot of money.
I think so, too.
I think it's a great idea.
I could try advertising it on Craigslist.
I don't want to talk about it right now because I think someone could steal it from me. I'll talk to my friends who I'm getting married about it.
We'll see if we can try it.
See how it goes. But I think it's genius.
I think it's a good idea.
Since my video dating service online is already being done. That was my other idea a long time ago.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Remember I was telling you about how we should have the videos on the people?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just a regular eHarmony that you can do the video of yourself.
Yeah.
But that's already, like, out there, so.
Really? Who does that?
I think that those dating services offer that.
Yeah. I've been getting into Twitter. This is my tech thing. What do you think of Twitter?
It's all right. I haven't only used it one time.
It's fun because it wastes your life.
It does waste your time.
But you can only... It's not like... Because you can only do so many characters, it's not so bad. And you can do it with Instant Messenger. It doesn't monopolize that much time. It's just when you keep checking to see what other people wrote. That makes
as long as you at least make an effort to go talk to people and not just sit on your computer the whole time. Kind of gets into isolation.
Oh, you think it's isolation?
Not for us, but for some people it can be.
Oh, spending too much time on
you're on your computer all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about what you're doing.
You're not doing anything but being on the computer.
I guess it's nice to update people once in a while if you do something.
Well, I think they get into using, if you use your cell phone, it's not bad. That's what Corey and Dave do to update it. They send a text message to it. And it updates it, and everybody can read it. So multicast your text messages.
That's a good way to do, like, if you want to let people know what's going on, like, to send it out to people and be like, this is happening now. You don't have to call everyone, you know? It just goes out to everyone. That's
Well, I remember when college and instant messaging got big, that everybody would check everyone's away messages all the time.
Yeah.
That way you don't actually have to talk to them. You can just look at their away message.
See what's going on. So yeah,
this
I was like, big into that for a while.
So this is like...
I'm just too lazy to do it. I don't even put up away messages anymore.
Yeah, so this website is like exclusively away messages. And you have 150 characters, so you got to do the really short messages, which is good too, because if it got too long, then you'd be writing these long blogs.
That's true.
I noticed that they just updated it so you can send longer ones, though, but it puts a little dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So, but it's kind of fun. So Twitter is an online away message board. You can update with your instant messenger or your cell phone. I don't know if you can send emails to it or not.
Can you have it send instant messages to your phone from it?
You can.
Okay.
I use it through instant messenger, so like when someone updates it, it sends me instant message with that update.
Yeah.
So I don't actually have to go on to the website at all.
Yeah.
I didn't hook it up for text messaging.
It could get expensive.
It could get expensive. Especially if you receive them. And like if I put up, sometimes I'll put like five up because I'll like send a message to the other people. And then I'll put mine.
I've noticed.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get other people to be addicted to.
Participate.
So. Well, we're keeping it weird. We're going to go to the Broken Spoke tonight.
Yeah.
Try to do some more two-step.
I don't know what we're doing for dinner. Think about it.
I don't know.
What haven't we eaten?
What should we have? We thought about Korean.
Yeah.
I don't know if we really...
I don't know if there's any too authentic places. More sushi places, but I don't think I want to do sushi again.
Do you like want to do a Texas style meal, or do you want to do a cultural? We had Ethiopian for lunch.
We had Ethiopian for lunch.
And Jared was a little bit dry.
Yeah, it was.
But it's only an Ethiopian place within 400 miles.
Yeah, can't complain.
Oh well, we'll have to take it offline, and maybe we'll get back to you from San Antonio.
Fiesta.
Si se puede.
Si.
Adios, señorita.
Adios, chinchacho.
You're my chimichanga. Keep Tracy Cute campaign. Bye.